火吗？
To your heart.
Okay. Tonight we will be remembering the death of Jesus. This is not a happy topic, but without His death, there would be no resurrection. So before we reach Easter, we need to understand Good Friday. This service is loosely based on the Good Friday Tenebrae services that date back to the early church history. There are seven shadows that represent seven stages of the Good Friday events. At each stage, there will be some scripture read, some thoughts shared, a time of silent prayer, and then occasionally a song for us to sing. The scripture will consist of Old Testament prophetic scripture, a New Testament scripture, and the gospel narrative that describes one of the Good Friday events. At each stage, a light will be extinguished until all the lights are off. This is a somber service with time for reflection on the sufferings of Christ. The shadow of betrayal.
Psalm chapter 41, verse 9. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not even everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 25. Jesus was in Bethany in the home of a man known as Simon the leper. A woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant.
Why this waste?
This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor.
Aware of this, Jesus said to them,
Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and asked,
What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?
So they counted out for him 30 silver coins. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked,
What do you want us to make preparations for to eat the Passover?
Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, The teacher says, My appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said,
I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me.
They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other,
Surely not I, Lord.
The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.
Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said,
Surely not I, Rabbi.
Yes, it is you.
Surely not I. Surely I would not betray you. But is Judas really all that different from us? Judas had been a follower of Jesus, one of the 12, one of Jesus' friends. Jesus loved Judas. He had worked with him, shared meals with him, laughed with him, cried with him. And Judas had said the right things, had supposedly agreed with Jesus' teaching. But when it came to the end, Judas cared more about money than about Jesus. Jesus wasn't Lord, he was convenience. Judas wanted Jesus to act a certain way. Judas had expectations about what serving God should look like. When those expectations were not met, Judas took matters into his own hands. He betrayed Jesus. What do we do when Jesus doesn't meet our expectations? Let us silently meditate in prayer on the betrayal of Jesus. The shadow of denial.
Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
John chapter 10, verse 14 through 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Matthew chapter 26, verse 31, 33 through 35. This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written,
I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.
Peter replied, even if I fall away on account of you, I never will.
I tell you the truth, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
And all of the other disciples said the same. Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62. Then seizing Jesus, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. But when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said,
This man was with him.
But he denied it.
I don't know, man.
A little later, someone else saw him and said,
You also are one of them.
No, I am not.
About an hour later, another asserted,
Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
The Lord turned and looked toward Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him.
Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times.
And he went outside and wept bitterly.
What happened to Peter? Peter was strong. Peter was brave. He wasn't afraid of anything. But maybe Peter's strength was also his weakness, because Peter thought he could handle anything by himself. But after Jesus' arrest, surrounded by the power of the Roman army, Peter didn't feel so strong. For what good is the strength of one man against the powers of darkness? So Peter was afraid. And because he was afraid, he denied Jesus. The people asked Peter if he knew Jesus. Later in his life, Peter might have seen this as a chance to witness, but not now. Now he was scared. Now he was more afraid of other people than of God. So he denied that he ever knew Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times he denied Jesus. And then Jesus looked at Peter. Here was Peter. Brave Peter, the man who Jesus had entrusted his church to. But there was no hope, because then Peter did what he should have done in the beginning. When Jesus first told him about his coming, suffering, and death, Peter cried. Bravado replaced with brokenness. Words replaced with tears. Peter wept. Let us silently meditate in prayer on the denial of Jesus. The shadow of aloneness.
Psalm chapter 31, verses 9 through 14. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God.
John chapter 12:23-28. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 41. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled.
"My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death."
Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him.
"Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will."
Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping.
"Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak."
Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! This hour has come. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners."
Why? Why did Jesus go ahead and drink the painful cup? The terrible answer comes to me. Because I need him to do it. I need his sacrifice. Jesus summarizes the disciples and my own condition with the saying, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." I'm full of good intentions, but I'm also full of sin. I need God's forgiveness. I need God's new life. I need the death of Jesus. Jesus knew that, and Jesus loves us. So Jesus obeyed the Father. Jesus would have to face the cross alone because our hope rests on Christ alone. Let us silently meditate in prayer on the aloneness of Jesus.
Just tell me.
The shadow of accusation.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
John chapter 8, verse 44 through 45. You belong to your father, the devil. You want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me.
Mark chapter 14, verses 53, 55 through 64. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him.
We heard him say, I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another, not made by man.
Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?
But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him,
Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?
I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One, and coming on the clouds of heaven.
The high priest tore his clothes.
Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
They all condemned him as worthy of death. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Yes, it is as you say.
The chief priest accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him,
Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?
But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom of the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in the prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did.
Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?
Pilate knew it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead.
What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?
Crucify him.
Why? What crime has he committed?
But they all shouted all the louder,
Crucify him.
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
It's not fair. Jesus never sinned, and yet he was being accused of doing terrible things. Of doing the worst thing of all, blasphemy. To blaspheme his loving Father would be a horrifying thought to Jesus. He could never do such a thing, and he didn't. Their accusations were lies, lies from the Father of lies. So how did Jesus respond? He responded to lies with truth, to talk with silence. Silence. He could have argued his case, proved his innocence, but he knew that they didn't want to listen. They just wanted to condemn. In what ways do we not listen and condemn others? Let us silently meditate in prayer on the accusations against Jesus. Thank you. the shadow of suffering.
Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 6.
Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 24.
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 20. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him,
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
Jesus was betrayed, denied, deserted by his disciples, separated from his Father, insulted, accused, flogged, beaten, bruised, laughed at. Jesus deserved a crown of gold. We gave him a crown of thorns. Why did Jesus have to suffer? How could any good come out of all this pain? The prophet Isaiah knew the answer, for by his wounds we are healed. Let us silently meditate in prayer on the suffering of Jesus. The shadow of crucifixion.
Psalm chapter 22, verse 1, 6 through 8, 14 through 18. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and I am not silent. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who seek me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads.
He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax, and is melted away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Matthew chapter 27, verses 31 through 43. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him.
This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
Two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying,
You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.
In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him.
He saved others, but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rest in him, if he wants him.
Crucifixion was an extremely cruel form of death. First, the hands were nailed to the wooden cross, then the feet. Then you would hang there, barely able to breathe, while you slowly died. Jesus told us to pick up our cross and follow him. Lord, I confess I don't want a cross. I want a comfortable home with a loving family and no worries. I don't want to lay down my life, but you laid down your life. You went to the cross. You faced the pain, embraced the suffering, accepted the humiliation. You loved us so much that you gave your life. Let us silently meditate in prayer on the crucifixion of Jesus. the shadow of death.
Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them,
"Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. Not one of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame and will pass over that doorway. And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down."
John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said,
"Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
Luke chapter 23, verses 44 through 46. It was now about the sixth hour of Passover, and the darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice,
"Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
When he did this, he breathed his last.
The blood had started in Gethsemane. The flogging streaked his back with blood. The crown of thorns caused blood to trickle down his head. The nails caused blood to ooze from his hands and feet. The blood that flowed was the blood of the Lamb of God that was slain, so that God might pass over our sins. Jesus was dead, and the sacrifice was complete. Let us silently meditate in prayer on the death of Jesus.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 6 through 12. Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came out and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song.
"You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth."
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang,
"Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Amen.
We are going to conclude our service with a song by the choir, and you're dismissed when the choir is done singing, but feel free to stay in the sanctuary and pray if you'd like.
Thank you. did great.
Haley, number nine. Make sure number nine. Go ahead and turn your light on. Okay. Is number eight and nine pushed in? See the red button?
Testing. Okay. Now.
They're both pushed in the little red button. Well, are they both pushed down completely flat? No, push down. Sorry about that, Eddie. Play loud. All right, now. Okay, thanks, Eddie. Just... day that I was born. Maybe there are other days that mean as much or more, like the birth of my children, the day I met my bride. None of these days can compare to the day I saw the light. All my looking back can be a special thing. I love birthdays and holidays. Okay, hang on a minute. That's changing too much. Should we do this? No drummer? No offense, not at all.
No.
It's really.
All my memories
and I really needed one. The day my daddy finally said, now that's a good song, son. The day I asked her, and the day that she said yes. All the days rolling into one, still be second best. All my memories matter to me. Looking back at me, special thing. I love birthdays and holidays, the day I call forever. Jesus rose from